Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation of the Word of God. I'm Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I'll be reading verses 11 and 12 from Psalm 30. You turned my wailing into dancing, you removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. The psalmist has a grateful heart for what God has done for him. The Lord has wrought a great deliverance for him, and that's why he has a thankful heart. And each of us should have a thankful heart for what God does for us continually. He was wailing because of the problems that had surrounded his life and crushed him. But now he is in a mode of dancing, perhaps in his heart or literally, because God had wrought a great deliverance in his life. He says, "You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy." Why? That his heart may sing to you and not be silent. And he says, "I will give you thanks, O Lord, forever." Now we all seek deliverance from the Lord for different issues in our lives. Sometimes it comes easily, sometimes we have to wait. But when God brings the deliverance into our lives, our wailing is turned into dancing and we are clothed with joy. And in return, we must always acknowledge the greatness of our God and thank Him, not for a day or two, but for a lifetime. As the psalmist says, "I will thank you, I will give you thanks forever." And that should be the way we respond to all the deliverances, healings and answers to prayer that the Lord gives in our lives. Let us exalt our Savior with songs and with psalms and proclaim what He has done for us continually. The psalmist David exalts God because God lifted him out of the depths and did not let his enemies gloat over him. He called to the Lord and the Lord healed him, and so he gives thanks to the Lord. And each one of us should be in the same vein. We should continue to thank and praise the Lord for all that He has done for us in our lives. So I exhort you to pray and worship and glorify the Lord. Meditate on His Word as long as you live. I'm Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.